Recently, there's been a surge in crimes targeting the Hispanic community in and around Birmingham. Police officials have been working to improve communication with Hispanic residents. They say they want victims to feel comfortable reporting the incidents, but that means overcoming some roadblocks. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
Luis, who asked us not to use his last name, had just gotten off work one Friday night towards the end of last year. He and his family were making dinner outside at their trailer park in Pinson. When two African-American men arrived with assault weapons, they threw us to the ground. I have it all on video. My wife was pregnant. They threw her on the ground. No one could do anything. It was payday at work, and Luis had about $1,200 in cash on him. The men robbed him and fled. Luis was one of several residents who recently shared their stories at a forum at the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama.
So thank you for joining us in this important meeting in which we will be discussing the robberies that have been affecting the Jenner community, but have especially targeted the Latino community.
Police officials from Birmingham and Jefferson County were also at the meeting. They say there's a pattern to these crimes. Armed robberies, often on the weekend, often in trailer parks. They say criminals may target Hispanic residents because they're more likely to have cash on hand and they're less likely to call the police. A law enforcement officer at the meeting asked residents not to be afraid.
We are here to make sure that everyone understands that these, first and foremost, should be reported to the appropriate agency because law enforcement wants to help.
This recent crime wave has increased awareness about the disconnect between the Hispanic community and the police. It's a problem throughout the Birmingham area, but it's concentrated in some places, like Lipscomb, a small town near Bessemer. Alfredo Torres lives in a trailer park there and says several of his neighbors have been attacked in recent months, some in broad daylight.
They feel scared calling the police. That's why we had a lot of numbers of robberies here, because people were not reporting it to the police. They were scared of being reported themselves since they are undocumented, some of them.
And even if they do call the police, communication is a problem. Torres says most of his neighbors don't speak English. That's also the case in another trailer park nearby. Marisha Moses is the police chief of Lipscomb. He says no one in his police department speaks Spanish.
That's what we really, really need help with.
He's not alone. Most police departments in the Birmingham area don't have professional interpreters. Some have a few bilingual police officers. Kaimi Velez is a victim advocate at HICA. She says it's common for police to rely on friends or family, even kids, to interpret. She says she often sees incomplete or incorrect police reports because of the language barrier.
If you have a lot of people who speak Spanish in your area, you find this as a need and you prioritize.
Velez says there are options, like call-in interpretation apps, that police departments can invest in. She says HICA staffers also help interpret for police, but they're not available 24/7. Velez says this is a key issue because if Hispanic residents can't communicate, they won't feel comfortable reaching out to the police.
Law enforcement wants Hispanics to report, but we also want law enforcement to understand why they fear so much.
She says some police departments are starting to recognize this. Last month, after the meeting at HICA, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office began training its officers to better interact with Hispanic residents. They're also training them to know what to do when they encounter someone who speaks little English. The Hispanic community is also talking more about the issue. Luis, who was attacked in Pinson, says residents have to report crime to prevent it. You can't stay quiet. Obviously, you have to talk. Luis called the police after he was robbed and used broken English to file a report. He and his family have since moved to a different trailer park near Gardendale that they hope is safer. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.